Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thank you guys for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. So yesterday we talked about some of the drama around Whoopi Goldberg and The View and her views on the Holocaust. And, you know, I told you how I felt as a Jew because I'm really mixed. You know, as I said earlier, everybody kind of, when they hear about the Holocaust and see the Holocaust, they have, it means something different to them. And they see, you know, some people look at the Holocaust as Satan. I look at it as they killed a bunch of my family. And I think concentration camps and all that. Others look at it as total annihilation of democracy, fascist regime coming in, killing Jews, Muslims, gypsies, dissenters, homosexuals. So everybody has a feeling they get when they hear about the Holocaust. There's people out there that feel like it didn't happen. I don't agree with them. I don't know what planet they live on, but you know what? Everybody has an opinion. So to recap what happened over the last, I guess, few days, The View is a TV show. I don't really watch it a lot. I don't have time. I only hear about things that happen when these, you know, headline bombs come out. Where I guess they were talking about a book about the Holocaust, and I guess they start talking about the Holocaust. And Whoopi Goldberg had said to her, it's not about race. And she emphasized that it's not about race. To her, it was about inhumanity. In fact, I think her quote was, it's not about race, but about man's inhumanity to other people. So to her, and she's allowed her opinion, to her, she looked at the Holocaust as, look, this was some evil guy, how people could turn against people, and I get how people look at the Holocaust that way, as people turned in other people. You had somebody who was completely evil. I believe he was on meth, they said, and all sorts of mental illness, who just wanted total annihilation of the Jewish race, anybody who wasn't Aryan, anyone who didn't agree with them, have this master race. And so, I mean, to me, yeah, it was about race. But with her, with her and a lot of people, the focus was Hitler was one evil son of a gun. And I get that. I get that. Me being Jewish, to me, it's more about race. Because I lost probably most of my family. If it wasn't for my grandma escaping and my grandfather escaping to Palestine before it turned to Israel and having my dad, I wouldn't have been born. So, and we talk about how the Hebrew race, most of us Jews feel it's a race because we have a bloodline from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. There's the Mormon race. There's races among us that we have lineage to bloodlines. And so, you know, Hitler made it about race. If Whoopi Goldberg sees Holocaust as, you know, the inhumanity part of it, I mean, that's her opinion. That's kind of what The View does. You know, I might disagree with her, you know, on her saying it didn't have to do with race. The Jews aren't a race. People couldn't tell if you were Jewish. Well, yeah, you know, you had physical characteristics of circumcision. You might have had a name. You might have had certain features that were the Semitic features that might have made you stand out from a blue-eyed blonde Aryan. And so, yeah, people were worried. Italians were worried. People were worried if they didn't have that look that soldiers were using to differentiate when they were doing roundups. And so it's frightening. Whoopi Goldberg said the Nazis had to hunt down and look for Jews. But it was probably one of those things where The View, they have these, you know, these talk shows and opinion shows. That's what they are. their opinions, and that's what they do. These people, you know, talk about their opinions. They try to, you know, do these mental gymnastics with things, and then they have their ideas, and they try to do this sort of stimulating talk. Whoopi Goldberg, though, has now been suspended from The View. I think she makes about $40,000 a week, so it's unpaid suspension, so she loses about $80,000. While I guess the news network can kind of reevaluate, she's apologized. She's, you know, she has, you know, apologized, you know, and she went on Twitter, she went on air. I guess she gets a $192,000 paycheck. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know how much she makes. But staffers said that they welcomed the suspension, and they said she and Joy Behar have been doing whatever they wanted ever since Barbara Walters left the show. People are mad that Sharon Osbourne had to leave because I guess she supported Pierce Brosnan. And so, you know, I think we need to reevaluate. Okay, one is, all right, I get not everybody thinks of the Holocaust the same way. And I can't expect people to think the same way as I do because I'm a Jew. I believe it was 1,000% about race. But these talk shows are where people are bringing up what they feel. And if Whoopi Goldberg feels like, look, you know, it isn't the same as being black, because black you could see, and she said if there's a Ku Klux Klan, she's running, but the other person who might be Jewish, they might not, they might pass her by because they don't know that she's Jewish. So, you know, that's her opinion. Is she allowed to have an opinion? Even if it's something that we might not agree with. And then if she does have an opinion, you know, what is going to be the future of these opinion shows? You know, with me, with radio, my show is giving you guys medical news and any other headlines, but then I also put in my opinion. And that is something that I know a lot of people are looking at, because as all these doctors are going to Twitter and these doctors are doing YouTube channels, now doctors are being looked at as, well, wait a second, what is your opinion? And some opinions are allowed, other opinions are getting censored. And so I don't think we've figured out how to proceed, because, yeah, we don't want misinformation. We don't want racism. We don't want things that could be perceived as anti-Semitic or as inflammatory. But then do people have an opinion? And are people allowed an opinion? Are people allowed an opinion to deny the Holocaust? Are they allowed to say we think it was all made up? In America, we have freedom of speech, and we honor people's opinions, no matter how stupid and asinine their opinion may be. But that's what we do. So I don't know where to go. I'm kind of mixed on this, because even though I disagree with what she said, I understand that, you know, to her, the Holocaust, you know, it was more about what, or whatever she was trying to say. And it's one of those things where then, you know, The View, it could be as bland as you want it, or it could be as spicy, but if it gets spicy...
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can... Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
I'm the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So another headline we have is the U.S. is deploying about 3,000 troops to help defend European allies amid the standoff over Russia's military buildup on Ukraine borders. Biden administration announced that today about 1,000 U.S. soldiers in Germany are going to be repositioned to Romania in the coming days to support a similar number of American forces currently in the country. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said the additional soldiers are part of a Stryker infantry unit designed to deploy in short order and to move quickly. They say the force is designed to deter aggression, kind of like Miyagi-Do. And I saw Cobra Kai. Cobra Kai was good. And enhance our defensive capabilities in frontline allied states, and we expect them, as I said, to move in coming days. The U.S. is, that's from Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. The U.S. is also moving an additional force of 2,000 troops from the U.S. to Europe in the next few days, with most of them going to Poland. That includes troops from the 82nd Airborne Division deploying to that country and the 18th Airborne Corps establishing a joint task force capable headquarters in Germany. Both are based at Fort Bragg. They said collectively this force is trained and equipped for a variety of missions to deter aggression and to reassure and to defend our allies. They say the moves are not permanent and the U.S. will readjust its posture as the conditions on the ground evolve. Kirby said, he added that the forces are not going to fight in Ukraine. They are only going to maintain the robust defense of our NATO allies. Now remember, the Ukraine, I don't believe it's a part of NATO yet. That's what Putin wants to stop. Now, these deployments are separate from the 8,500 troops that Austin placed on, quote, heightened alert last month to assist with the defense of NATO allies. So France is also deploying forces to Romania under NATO command, according to Kirby. He said the U.S. welcomes the announcements by Spain, Denmark, the U.K., and the Netherlands as they consider the deployment of additional forces to reinforce the alliance's eastern flank. This is some serious stuff. I mean, this is 2022, and we have multiple countries considering the deployment of forces to reinforce the alliance's eastern flank. It's like you're looking at a war movie. I don't want us to go to war, but Putin likes the Black Sea. Ukraine's on it. Russia annexed Crimea. They want the Ukraine. They don't want the Ukraine going to NATO. And they see an opportunity while Biden's president. I think they're going to take it unless NATO allies show a force and Russia goes, you know what, I'm not ready. A senior administration official emphasized before the briefing that President Joe Biden made the decision after a recommendation by Lloyd. So again, they already have to kind of, right, because everyone was saying, you know, who made the decision about Afghanistan? And it's like, oh, well, I was, you know, told and I was, you know, they're already kind of setting the groundwork that if this is a cluster, it's on Lloyd. At the president's discretion and following Secretary Lloyd Austin's recommendation, the Department of Defense will reposition certain Europe-based units further east, forward deploy additional U.S.-based units to Europe, and maintain the heightened state of readiness of response forces to meet these commitments. Now, we talk about history repeating itself. Okay, I'm not going to go back into World War II and pre-World War II or pre-U.S. engagement after the Pearl Harbor attacks. But when people say, oh, no, we're not going to go into a world war. This is just Russia. You know, if Russia invades, we're going to stop them. It's not going to go into anything else. You forget, we got China just licking their chops. After the Olympics, something's going to happen. They got to get through the Olympics, and then who knows if they're going to move in on Taiwan or whatever they're going to do. And again, I don't want to accuse China of anything, but man, if we're distracted, and we have been very distracted. I mean, look at Canada. Canada's at a standstill with the trucks. And, you know, if America decides to do something like that because of any future mandates or any other stupid stuff that's going on, I mean, you know, we're not the most stable right now. Our military's fantastic. Don't even underestimate the American military. But in terms of the country, and in terms of what we're split on and what we're prioritizing and not prioritizing, you know, the lockdowns and the masks and the mandating vaccines in the area and all that. I mean, this is just a playground for any of our enemies to do what they've wanted to do for a long time that they think they couldn't have done with a prior administration like Obama or Trump. And so if you have Russia doing one thing, who's to stop China from doing theirs or even North Korea? And we saw this with during, you know, the 30s and 40s with Nazis and then Japan. So I don't like to see this pattern. This pattern makes me nervous. And we're so, you know, the Afghanistan debacle, and I'm not saying this because I want to criticize Biden. I mean, this is just something that's common sense. One of Biden's first military foreign policy major moves was a cluster. And so not only are we mad that people got left behind, that Al-Qaeda and ISIS and the Taliban now has their free roam, and we still have people stuck there, and we've lost that portion of the control that we might have had when we were there. But it's, to me, the one thing I'm even just as furious about as all those other things is that other people saw that. Other people watched. Our enemies watched. If that's the way we handle a pullout, and here we are deploying forces, how is that pullout going to look? Are we also going to leave equipment? Are we going to leave high-tech equipment, maybe intelligence? Are we going to leave Americans in the area? Is our pullout of that eastern flank going to look anything similar to Afghanistan? Now, hopefully we learned our lessons, but we don't look like we manage foreign policy very smartly. And we don't know who's running things. We don't know if it's Joe Biden or the new cat Willow, or if it really is Joe. So, following the briefing Wednesday with Lloyd and Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Capitol Hill about Afghanistan, several senators weighed in on deployment to Europe. Senator Josh Hawley said it's a bad idea, it's a mistake. He sent a letter to Blinken on Wednesday that said prospective NATO membership for Ukraine would hurt U.S. interests and draw attention away from China. He said the U.S. should urgently deliver to Ukraine assistance it needs to defend itself against Russia, military buildup and other threats. Our interest is not so strong, however, as to justify committing the United States to go to war with Russia over Ukraine's fate. He says rather we must aid Ukraine in a manner that aligns with the American interests at stake and preserve our ability to deny Chinese hegemony in the Indo-Pacific. Senator Richard Blumenthal, Democrat from Connecticut, said the U.S. must do more to deter Vladimir Putin. Economic sanctions should be started right now. Well, remember what happened with the sanctions in Japan? Not that I'm saying we need to fear this, but I mean, it's almost like, I mean, I bet we could find huge similarities between what happened in the 30s and 40s. Economic sanctions should be started right now, he says. The military airlift that we have with supplies going there should be heightened and expanded. So I think much more robust and aggressive action should be pursued immediately. So Jen Psaki suggested that Hawley was digesting Russian misinformation and parroting Russian talking points. She said she wouldn't be aligned with longstanding bipartisan American values. That wouldn't be aligned with these bipartisan American values to stand up for the sovereignty of countries like Ukraine. So I'm not here to talk about that. Me as a doctor, my foreign policy reporting, you know, obviously pales in comparison to what I tell you guys about, you know, people and cannabis erections and stroke and things like that. But, you know, for those of you that are like, you know, I turned off the news, I'm not on social media, I don't even want to hear it, just keep a watchful eye of what's going on, because we as the American public might have to come in and say something. And I don't know if you want us to blast Putin off the face of the earth or just let Putin do whatever they want with Ukraine. I don't care what side you're on of this. But just realize that this is almost history repeating itself in terms of a power who feel as if they're a superpower, may want to expand that power and expand their territories and access to, like I said, Black Sea, access to more area. We have other entities out there that also would like nothing more than to expand. And this expansionism right now is, I mean, people are itching in their pants to do it. And so I do foresee there being some trouble. Just what's the best way to do it? What's the best way to approach it? 1-877-DOCTELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the situation along the Ukraine-Russia border continues to escalate, the United States is taking action. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
President Biden is sending U.S. troops to Europe in the wake of Russian posturing at the Ukraine border. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby from the lectern.
An additional force of about approximately 2,000 troops from the United States to Europe in the next few days. The 82nd Airborne Division is deploying components of an infantry brigade, combat team, and key enablers to Poland, and the 18th Airborne Corps is moving a joint task force capable headquarters to Germany. This force is trained and equipped for a variety of missions to deter aggression and to reassure and to defend our allies.
CNN President Jeff Zucker is stepping down after he didn't disclose an affair with a longtime colleague. USA Radio News. A group of pro-mask parents are suing Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin and others in his administration.
A group of parents who have children with disabilities filed a federal lawsuit on Monday challenging Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin's executive order making masks optional in schools. The defendants named in the suit include Youngkin, who took office last month, as well as Virginia's attorney general and the state superintendent of schools. The lawsuit joins two others challenging the executive order that have been filed against Youngkin and other state officials since he signed it on day one of his administration. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Flight cancellations are continuing to add up amid the latest winter storm hitting the United States. The total stands at more than 1,400 cancellations so far. Airports including Chicago O'Hare, St. Louis, Denver, Detroit, and Dallas-Fort Worth International are the trouble spots around the country. USA Radio News.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. Okay, so the 100 best places to work list. This is interesting. So Glassdoor puts out their annual 100 best places to work. And they ranked it for 2022. And the California Bay Area has been revealed as the top city in the United States to live in. Now, I haven't seen headlines of high rent, people leaving to live in cheaper places, crime, but the list was dominated by the Bay Area. San Francisco, San Jose, Santa Clara, 30 companies headquartered on the list. Now, mind you, it's one of the most beautiful. I think Northern California is, I know it's still maybe not north, but what we call it, the Northern California, north and south, it's exquisite. I think Jimmy Garoppolo is exquisite on the 49ers. And so I'm a fan of San Francisco, and but I find it interesting that it made the 100 best places to work as people are leaving remote, you know, to work remotely, and they're going to Northern Nevada, they're going to Idaho, Utah. So it's interesting. But I got to tell you, man, you get a view. It's gorgeous up there. It's just gorgeous. So they say Boston finished second. Again, another gorgeous city. Los Angeles, where I was born. New York, New Jersey areas coming third and fourth. They say the rankings are largely based on the millions of Glassdoor reviews submitted between October 2020 and 2021, with highlight flexible work environments, company benefits, and other perks. Companies with over 1,000 employees and more than 75 reviews were put on a 5-point scale in various categories, including career opportunities, compensation, culture, and other factors. Christian Sutherland Wong, CEO of Glassdoor, notes that in times where working from home has become a necessity, companies with flexible work environments have scored the best. A lot of those, they said, these metros are places where tech companies have performed well. Tech companies have been leaders in providing employees with flexible work arrangements, have seen hypergrowth in their business because they relied on technology during the coronavirus pandemic, and it benefits employees. So even though we've been seeing, okay, well, people might not be, they might be moving away from the Bay Area, because the companies are still based there, those are ranking still high. So the Bay Area topped the list, and NVIDIA, I guess, is based in Santa Clara. That's the company that scored the best reviews. Other Bay Area companies that scored high were Google and Redwood City's Box, Inc. So, you know, obviously, these Jet Propulsion Lab in Pasadena. I had a friend who worked at NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab, JPL. They ranked well. Rivian and Irvine Capital Group in L.A. Big Apple came in fourth. Mind you, a lot of these big companies, that's where they're based. So when they're based, then they're obviously going to rank high. I don't know where Vegas came from. Vegas, you know, we have a lot of businesses out here, but it's nothing like what you would see in these other major metro. So the Garden State, they had Merck, Momentum Solar, Coldwell Banker. So those ranked pretty high as well. Now, what about money that you could make? I mean, which companies are, quote unquote, pretty lucrative now? So I'm looking at this from MarketWatch, and this is interesting. They say, according to Glassdoor, when they released their Best Jobs in America report, they also, and let me see if I have like a full list, the top or one of the quote-unquote best jobs, and I'm not saying the highest paying, was actually an enterprise architect. Architect one. You get six figures, a median base salary of $144,997 a year. There's 14,000 job openings and a satisfaction rating of 4.1 out of 5. They say vacant jobs hit 10.9 million in December, up from 10.6 the previous month, which is odd because usually Christmas hiring and holiday hiring, you know, increases it. They say the COVID-19 pandemic has made people reassess the role of work in their lives. Workers are burned out. They're looking for better benefits, shorter commutes, higher salaries, and work-life balance. They don't want to be unhappy if they're working 8 hours a day. I would be happy if I worked 8 hours a day. If my day was only 8 hours, it's not. So let's look at some of these jobs. So some of the jobs that they feel allow work-life balance, overall job satisfaction, earning potential, job openings. Enterprise architect number one, full stack engineer, $101,000. There's about 4.3 out of 5 job satisfaction, 11,000 jobs opened. A data scientist is making $120,000. DevOps, I wonder if that's develops. DevOps, that's what it says, engineer, $120,000. Strategy manager, let me hit on it. What's DevOps? Do you guys know what that is? It says DevOps. I don't know if that's, yeah, oh, DevOps. I get it, they did. They didn't put the capital O. Okay. Hold on a sec. All right, let me get out of this one. Strategy manager, machine learning engineer, data engineer, software engineer, Java developer, product manager, back-end engineer, cloud engineer, HR manager, business development manager, information security engineer, physician. Now, a physician, they were averaging $155,000 a year, even though these new physicians are being offered like about $250,000. But their work-life balance, their job satisfaction was 3.9 out of 5. There's about 15,000 jobs open. A corporate recruiter, Salesforce developer, marketing manager, consultant, automation engineer, psychiatrist, sales manager, UX designer, finance manager, tax manager, attorney, dentist, site reliability engineer, systems engineer, electrical engineer, scrum master, product marketing manager, psychologist. Now, psychologists, they're saying averages $95,000. Their I guess, happiness scale was 3.9 over 5. There's about 10,000 jobs available. Data analyst, business analyst, a QA engineer, front-end engineer, HR business partner, project manager, compliance officer, program manager, risk manager, sales engineer, solutions engineer. I have a kid who's in engineering. These are some pretty nice salaries. Solutions engineer, $100,000. Project designer, database architect, realtor. Realtor makes about $54,000 a year, they say. Now, again, you're selling some high-end homes, you'll probably make more. But in terms of work-life balance, 4.4 out of 5. Well, because, again, you could set your schedule. People like to set their schedule. Strategic account manager rounding out, and customer service success manager finishing out the top 50. So it's interesting. You don't see veterinarian. You don't see a lot of more arts in these. But a lot of managers, compliance officers, they don't really sound that exciting. Tax manager. A tax manager, that's $125,000 a year. But it's interesting to see what people think is, you know, best job. We used to, when I grew up, I'm Gen X, it was you get a lot of money, and you get to advance, and you get to get promoted. Now it's different. It's you get to work from home, you get flexibility, you get you're working for a corporation that worries about stress, that has these little Zen rooms, gives you stress days off, a lot of time off. You know what's interesting? As we shift from wanting to excel and advance in a company to being more home, it'll be very interesting to see what happens with these corporations. You know, when I was growing up, it's, oh man, you own your own business. A lot of people, they don't want to own their own business because they saw the lockdowns. They saw the shutdowns. So like, you know what? I want a job where I get money, but I get to be home. I like being home. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them. I mean, I've even started to choose more work-life balance because I didn't see my kids grow up. I devoted my whole life to medicine. I devoted my whole youth. Now my kids are grown up. And I'm like, did I really need to work 15, 16 hours a day? For what? I wasn't making money. I was doing freebie stuff. I love my patients. And I was doing stuff for free all day long. I got there early. I stayed there late. And now my kids are grown up. So I think a lot of people are seeing the mistakes as Gen X's and maybe boomers made. And so baby boomers, so they're kind of choosing, home life. And power to them. But I wonder what's going to happen to industries and corporations. 1-877-DOCTOR-LA.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702
562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So sports are dominating the headlines because we do have the Olympics that I believe are starting tomorrow. And China is still kind of grappling with some spike in cases. I believe opening ceremony is... it's going to be on the 4th, so I believe in the next day and a half. And so it's going to be fascinating to see, you know, how America does, especially with all the rules and all the precautions they took. But the Winter Games, in fact, actually, I believe the Winter Games have actually just started. According to the New York Times, they're already beginning some of the prelim. This is interesting. I thought they started on the 3rd, so it would be the 3rd by there. But a lot of, we also have Super Bowl coming up. We seem to be a week off. Maybe it's because of, you know, the Olympics and not wanting to interfere. Maybe it's because of COVID. But the drama, though, has been a lot more than we've expected. Tom Brady's retirement was leaked unless he did say it's okay to announce, and then he had to just double check with his contract because he might lose some of his sign-on bonus. But Tom Brady's official announcement came out. We all wish him well. 22 years in the NFL, half his life in the NFL, his whole life dedicated to football. He was the GOAT, and now he's going to be working on his, you know, own businesses, endorsements, his family. Who knows? Maybe he'll coach later. So I'm excited for Tom Brady's next adventure. I'm really disappointed I won't be able to watch him play football anymore. Washington football team, as we discussed, is now the Washington Commanders. They have now officially changed their name. They've wiped out anything that had any sort of, you know, reference to Native American culture, which makes some people kind of worried. Did we just cancel the beautiful Native American culture in hopes to, you know, correct some offensive imagery? And the Kansas City Chiefs is going to, are now next to try to reevaluate. They've actually stopped headdresses coming into their people coming in with headdresses or their face painted as a chief. They're not allowed to do that because of offensive imagery. And the Chiefs are, you know, looking at now the drum beats, and they're looking at the Arrowhead logo. So, you know, we saw the Cleveland Indians turn to the Cleveland Guardians. So, you know, as we're seeing, you know, things change, you know, people are trying to, let's say, be progressive and, like I said, not culturally appropriate, no negative imagery. And the NFL is really trying to reduce any elements of racism, sexism. But now I think they're getting sued. Miami Dolphins coach, who was fired, is actually suing the Giants, the Broncos, and the Dolphins. And he alleges that the NFL discriminated against him and other black coaches. This is Brian Flores. And this is a very interesting case. So, after being fired in Miami, and it's interesting why he was fired. I believe he was said that he was going to be paid to lose, so they got a better I guess, standing in the draft picks. And that's something we need to watch. If there are teams that are fourth in their seed, or they're, you know, do they say, you know what, now let's race for the bottom so that we get the first draft pick? That's interesting. But they say he was let go from Miami, and then he interviewed with the Giants to be their head coach. He actually learned beforehand that he was never being considered. He got text messages from Bill Belichick, who I guess congratulated him. And then he's like, well, wait a second. That's odd. I haven't even had my interview. And then Bill Belichick, you know, cussed in it going, oh, man, I messed this up. I meant Brian Daboll. And then Flores didn't even get his interview. So he's been slamming NFL's Rooney Rule. Now, the Rooney Rule is aimed to encourage minority hiring. From what I understand, because the NFL has been trying to be more diverse, they have a rule that you have to, that teams have to meet with at least one outside minority candidate for top coaching and executive positions. See, this is where people get themselves in trouble. So Fee feels like he was that pawn in the Rooney Rule, where he was never going to get the job, but they go, look, we have to interview somebody who's black or a minority, so fine, you know what, let's interview him. And they had already chosen who they wanted to choose. And this is why we have to be really, really careful when we, you know, you know, are we interviewing the best people for the job, or are we trying to look diverse? And then it's actually almost insulting and almost embarrassing. In fact, he said he was humiliated because he had to go through a sham interview when Bill Belichick's accidental text, I'm not really sure what's going on with that, because Bill Belichick doesn't really seem to be somebody who appears to be very kind of, you know, touchy-feely and communicative, like by text. But I read the text. Maybe they're his. it looks like he was even never in it for that position. They say 60% of NFL players are African American, but NFL only has one head black coach, Pittsburgh Steelers' Mike Tomlin. So Flores said he might have damaged his career by filing the lawsuit, but hopes to still become an NFL head coach again. He has more interviews scheduled. So he's 24-25 as head coach, but he called plays for the Patriots defense when New England held the LA Rams to just 3 points at a Super Bowl 53 win. So, you know, this is interesting because these corporations are making rules and these rule and they want to follow these rules, right, where it looks like they're being diversified. But they're almost like, okay, you know what? We got to check the box. So let's just check the box. And Biden has to be very, very careful with this as well, with the Supreme Court pick. As we said, you know, people feel, okay, well, non-Hispanics feel Sonia Sotomayor was the Hispanic choice, a Hispanic female. Now they're going to have to pick a black female. But what people don't realize is the African-American, you know, race and culture and the Hispanic, and it's very diverse within. So Sotomayor, I believe, has Puerto Rican roots. Do Mexicans feel represented? Do Cubans, do Guatemalans feel represented? And some feel it's discriminatory that choosing somebody who's Puerto Rican is supposed to represent everybody. That means you're not aware of the vast diverse culture, which means if you are really going to be diverse, where's the Guatemalan? Where's the Mexican? Where's the Costa Rican? Where's the African American? And then from which country in Africa? So, you know, here we are. Okay, you know, Biden goes, I'm going to pick the first African-American female, which I don't know if, you know, these African-American females, I don't know if they feel like, wait a second, why wouldn't I have already been a choice? So the only reason why now people are talking about it is because I'm black. I would have already been a choice. You know, they have to be really, really careful with the way they do this because they could actually look sexist. They could look racist in the process. And that's now what's happening with the NFL. So even if Flores becomes head coach again this offseason, he says the lawsuit will continue against the NFL. It's about changing the hiring practices in the NFL, and that's what this lawsuit is about. I find it very, very fascinating with, I need to find that quote where he had felt like he needed to lose to get a higher draft pick. So anyway, the Giants ended up deciding on former Buffalo offensive coordinator Brian Daboll before they interviewed Brian Flores. And this is one of these things also where those of you in management, you're like, well, how many times have I interviewed somebody? I love them. And I say, you know what? Don't go anywhere. We're going to hire you. It's just we got to get through the other interviews, you know, race or not. So, you know, sadly, that does happen where whoever interviewed before you, they love you, that person so much that you just got there, you know, too late. But, you know, the Bills did really, really well offensively. So no wonder the Giants wanted to get Brian Daboll. But we'll see. 1-877-DAFELI. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.